how can love and Kush be stronger than Ram when Ram is Vishnu and love and Kush are actually children? So firstly, love and Kush are not exactly children, they are teenagers by that time, and they are by that time quite skilled because they have lived in the forest.
They were
with Valmiki. They were in the forest and there they lived. Now two things happened over there. One is that Sita was also living the life of an ascetic. See, our powers can come from many ways. One power, our power can come from our talents. Some people are just talented and they can do things very well. Our powers can also come from our training. Some people have some talent, but they train very carefully, like music. You know, you may have some talent to play some instrument, but then if you're trained also, then you can play the instrument much better. Another thing is that our powers can also come from others' blessings. So if some very powerful people bless us, it also gives us power. So because in a sense they did not have a father over there. When they were in the forest, they were alone. So Sita always wanted to protect her. So Sita blessed them with her asceticism, with her ascetic merit. She blessed them and she gave them a lot of power. And similarly, the sages over there also, Valmiki and other sages, they also saw these children were so well behaved, so nice. And normally, what happens is, whenever there are children, you know, there is a desire, if there is no one to protect them, there is a protective instinct which comes. And the protective instinct was also there in the sages by which they empowered him. So in this way, because they were Ram's sons, so they also genetically had fighting spirit. They also had talent. They practiced, they trained in the forest, and they were blessed by Sita and other sages. That's how they became exceptionally powerful. And ultimately, yes, nobody can defeat Ram. He's God. But at the same time, sometimes the Lord arranges as a leela, as a pastime, to demonstrate some particular lesson. So, what was the lesson over here? The Lord wanted to demonstrate how, you know, Sita, she was so virtuous. There are people who are saying Sita was not virtuous and that's why she had been sent to the forest. But there were other people who are saying like that, washerman and others. But the Lord arranged this leela. Leela means it's like a situation arranged by the Lord. So he arranged it so that he could demonstrate that although Sita had been considered to be not a virtuous woman, but how glorious her sons had become. That they had become better than her father also. So it is all arranged so that Sita's glory is demonstrated through her progeny, through love and Kush. That's how when they fought Ram, first they defeated everyone. You know, Ram sent Hanuman, Lakshman, Bharat, they all came, none of them could fight. And he defeated Ram also. So actually it is the pride of the father if their child becomes better than them. So Ram was also, and ultimately when he came to know, Ram was delighted, he was elated. So it was by their talent, by their practice, and by the blessings that they got. That's how they became better. And ultimately, it was a leela. Okay? Good question.